Mishnayos Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Noagin Hayu, Beis Abba, Shayu Nosin Kli Lavan, his father's house had the custom to put their clay lavan. Clay lavan is their white clothing. Gadim Lavanim, white clothes. White clothes is harder to clean than color clothing because the stains are more recognizable. So his father's house had a custom that they would take their white clothes and they would give it lekobes nachri to a Gentile washer, a Gentile laundromat, shloshi yamim kodim Shabbos, 3 days before Shabbos. And this is a continuation of what we said in the previous Mishnah. There was a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether your kelim, your utensils, can be working for you on Shabbos or not. That Beis Hillel said, they're not worried about it. And therefore, you could, you know, give your clothing to the dry cleaners a minute before Shabbos, and they could clean it during Shabbos. But Beis Shammai said it had to be cleaned before Shabbos. Your utensils cannot work for you on Shabbos. So here, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is saying that his father's house had this stringency, this chumrah, this minug, to give the clothing already 3 days prior to Shabbos. The Gahat explains, Shoyu machmirim al asvam ki Beis Shammai. They were stringent upon themselves like the laws of Beis Shammai. And therefore they wanted to make sure it was done before Shabbos came in. So they gave themselves a 3-day window. However, he says over here, Hahalacha hika Beis Hillel, we paskin like Beis Hillel. Shafilu kli lavan, even something white, which is hard to get the stains out. It's mutter permitted, liti lekobes nachri be'er Shabbos, kodim shkiyas v'chama. You can give it to the Gentile laundromat even a minute before Shabbos. It's not a problem. And that's what we paskin. V'shavanei l'v'elu, and both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they will agree, Shetoanim kairos beis abad v'igule hagas. What does that mean? So let's explain. They both agree, shenosdin be'erev Shabbos, you can place before Shabbos, as hakaros al azesim v'beis abad, the beams on these olives in the oil, in the olive press, la'achar shetochle os azesim, after you grind up the olives, they would put a beam on it to soak out all the oil. They should use it mehem Hashem and Shabbos, so the oil should flow out. And what would happen is that oil would flow out, took many hours, and flow out on Shabbos. So, it's flowing out on Shabbos. Is that a problem or is it not a problem? So let's see. They would put these round blocks of wood or cement on these grapes in the vat. And it would also squeeze out the juice to make grape juice or wine. And it took many, many hours. It would go through Shabbos. After they stepped on the grapes with their feet, they would press it. So they would crush the olives, then press it. They would crush the grapes and then press it. So this pressing concept, this action of pressing it, was Kadesh Yatzamihem Kol Yenim B'Shabbos, in order to get all the oil and all the wine out of the grapes and out of the olives, and it all would happen on Shabbos. So they say over here, even Beis Shammai say that it's permitted. Why? So he says, because you already began the process, and the oil and the wine, the grape juice was dripping out before Shabbos, and then it continued into Shabbos. So here, Af Beis Shammai or Moed Mishmoto, even Beis Shammai say it's permitted. Why? At the end of the day, there is utensils still working for my Shabbos. Why would it be permitted? Shafilu osim came b'Shabbos in chayev makachachatos. He says, even so, we're not going to consider this a sin. You don't have to bring a carbon. Why? They shahamash geotim emela ve'im bezeh ela isim etivei seifim hagach legazu al ti'inas hakaros v'agulam be'er Shabbos. So he says like this: even Beis Shammai, that hold you can't have your utensils working for you on Shabbos, they hold that's only going to happen in an active state, meaning you hire a Gentile to clean your clothes on Shabbos, or you do something which is an active action that takes place on Shabbos. Something which is more passive. The beams are already lying on these grapes or on these olives, and it's just not moving. It's just pressing and pressing and pressing and pressing and pressing. So a passive action is more rabbinic than on a Torah level. And because it's only rabbinic, they said we'll turn a blind eye, we'll be lenient, and we won't prohibit it. And therefore, if it started squeezing out the oil or the wine before Shabbos, it could go even through Shabbos, and a passive action, Bishami, is lenient. Mishnah Yud. Parak Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Ein tzolin basar batzel ubeitzah. You cannot roast a piece of meat, a onion, or an egg before Shabbos. Unless you roast it enough that it's roasted enough before Shabbos that it's roi lachila, it's at a state that's edible. And what is this state of being edible? This would be kemaychlu ben drusoi. What does that mean? There were these thieves called ben drusoi, the sons of drusoi, and they used to steal food, and you know, they would want to eat it before they got caught. Or even they didn't steal food, they stole anything. But the idea was that they were always on the run. So their food, you know, the most they were able to eat it was a third cooked. Because they never had time to cook their food. Whether they stole food, dimes, didn't matter. They were always running. So whenever they sat down to, you know, for supper, for lunch, for breakfast, they didn't have time. The cops were on the trail. And they only ate their food at a third being cooked. So we came out from here that a third is good enough to be cooked. So if your food is cooked a third, then you can eat it. If it's cooked a third before Shabbos, then you can eat it on Shabbos. But if it's not even cooked a third before Shabbos, then it ends up being cooked that third on Shabbos, then that's going to be a problem because then you're cooking on Shabbos. Ein nosen pas latanur im chashecha. You cannot put bread, similar concept, into the oven right before Shkia. Velo charor, not like a cookie. Agabi chalam on top of coals, top of these special type of coals right before Shabbos. Again, Ella, unless k'deish yikamu panem be odiyom. Unless they explain over here that the yikamu is like the like a thin layer gets crusty from like the cake or from the bread or from the cookie before Shabbos. If that takes place, then you know it's permitted to cook it. It's permitted to let it be. The cooking process to continue into Shabbos. But if it's not, then you cannot continue the cooking process because we are afraid, gzeira shemichata, lest you come and stoke the coals to make the fire cook your bread. So here, in this Mishnah, the issue isn't really, till now we've been discussing the problem of your utensils working for you on Shabbos. Here it's a different problem. We're concerned that you're going to come and stoke the food with, you know, a fork, and stoke the coals in order to hasten the grilling, the cooking, to cook your food. And if you stoke the coals, then you're doing an avera of either making a fire or cooking on Shabbos, and that's a problem. So here, the whole concern for all the cases here in our Mishnah, that things have to be cooked before Shabbos, is not that we're worried it's going to cook on Shabbos, and then you're cooking on Shabbos. No, it's a bigger concern. We're worried that you're physically going to go and stoke the coals. And if you stoke the coals, that's a big problem. That's a Torah-level prohibition. So therefore, if it's cooked enough, either a third or with bread, it has like this, you know, crusty layer on the outside, then once we reach that level, we are not concerned they're going to come stoke the coals with your fork. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. But Reb Elezer says, "Kedei sheyikrov hatachton shalai." He says, no. He says there are two different sides to the bread. There's the bread that's closer to the oven wall, and there's the bread which is closer to the airspace. So he says that, not that, previously the Chachamim said the bread, the side of the airspace towards the fire, that has to be toasted. He says, no, the other way around. The side that's closer to the wall, that part has to be toasted. So it's machlokas, which side has to be toasted in order to be considered toasted enough that you're not going to come and cook it with your hand. The Chachamim say the outside, and Rabbi Eliezer says the inside. Outside meaning closer to the fire, inside meaning closer to the walls, and that concludes Mishnah Yud.